here's a story from The World.
So much is changing in the UK, and quickly, because of this new mutation. But virus mutations in and of themselves are not necessarily a big deal. The World's Ilana Gordon has been looking into the science of what exactly is going on right now. So, Ilana, help us understand, is a mutation a red flag?
So, all viruses have mutations. They mutate. That in itself is completely normal. One scientist, Marco, described it to me as almost like clockwork. Emma Hodcroft is a molecular epidemiologist at the University of Bern in Switzerland, and she laid it out plain and simple for me. When viruses replicate in our bodies and copy themselves, there's a chance they make a typo.
Most mutations don't change how the virus works at all. They're just little mistakes.
So think of it like an identifiable scratch on a car. Are you with me?
I got it. It's totally normal. No big deal. Predictable. But what about these mutations, the ones that scientists and leaders seem to be sounding the alarm about in the UK?
Right. So in the UK, scientists have identified a collection of these mutations, something called a variant. And most variants don't change how viruses actually work. But they're always on the lookout to see if a variant might give the virus an edge and change its behavior. Bill Hanich is an epidemiologist at Harvard, and he tells me that this new variant has caught scientists' attention because of how quickly it went from being really rare to being associated with a large rise in cases in the UK.
You look at it, you kind of go, oh, that's interesting. But the fact that it has been so rapidly increasing is the cause for concern.
And so the tricky part is figuring out if and how exactly a variant may be causing changes in the virus's behavior, or whether it's human behavior that's causing it to spread more.
Where else are scientists seeing this particular variant globally?
So samples have also been found in Denmark and Australia, and that's not too surprising given travel. There's also a variant in South Africa that's gotten a lot of attention too. And the thing with this, Marco, is that it is different from the UK variant. But they share a similarity. The one in South Africa has a particular mutation that is in common with the UK one, and that mutation has been associated with rising cases in South Africa too. And so scientists are wondering about what clues that might reveal about if there's something more to this mutation and variant.
Presumably they'll find out, we hope, but what we know is that mutations are happening. Before this variant hit the news, Ilana, we were talking about the vaccine and how it's being rolled out. What is this going to mean for the vaccine?
So the short answer is that scientists like Emma Hodcroft in Switzerland say it would likely take a while for any one variant to evolve to outsmart a vaccine for COVID. Because these vaccines, they're all focused on teaching our bodies how to recognize a whole lot about this virus.
So a great analogy here is kind of like showing your body a mugshot of a bad guy. Even if the bad guy puts on sunglasses and a hat, you'd hopefully still recognize him.
So the issue then is whether a virus can develop a savvy enough disguise to hide from a vaccine or treatments and from our immune responses. And Hodcroft thinks that will take a while for it, but scientists are paying attention.
So Ilana, if it's possible that this variant spreads more easily, is there anything we should be doing differently behavior-wise?
Scientists all tell me the same thing, that the bottom line is the same as before. And that is that it's all the more important for people to just continue the basics, the masking, observing social distancing, and hand washing. Here's Harvard's Bill Hanich again.
You should remember that we have a bunch of things that we can do to reduce the risk of transmission, and we should keep doing them and maybe do them a little bit more. And as we understand more about it, we'll be able to better guide the public.
So it's all about staying vigilant as scientists navigate this gray area.
The World's Ilana Gordon. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.